Captain Cook. On the 15th of May 1770, Captain James Cook sailed up the east coast of Australia in the Endeavour, passing the easternmost point of the Australian mainland. He named it Cape Byron after Captain John Byron, Royal Navy, who sailed around the world in the Dolphin in 1764 to 1766. Captain's log from the 15th of May reads, "As soon as it was daylight, we made all the sail we could. At noon, we were by observation in latitude 28 degrees 39 south and longitude 206 degrees 27 west. A tolerable high point of land bore northwest by west at a distance of 3 miles. This point I have named Cape Byron. It may be known by a remarkable shaped peak mountain lying inland northwest by west from it." From this description, Endeavour's location may be calculated. It was about 5.6 kilometres southeast of Cape Byron, lying off Tallow Beach. The remarkable peak referred to is now called Mount Warning. Joseph Banks, the botanist on the Endeavour, recorded sighting natives in his journal on the 15th of May. He said, "We observed them with glasses for near an hour, during which time they walked along the beach and then up a path over a gentle sloping hill, behind which we lost sight of them. No one was observed to stop and look towards the ship. They were pursuing their own way." It is probable that the natives were walking along the southern part of 7 Mile Beach. No one from the Endeavour landed in Arakwal or Bundjalung country that day. Cook sailed on northwards, claiming all of the east coast of the continent for England and naming it New South Wales. But his voyage was a leading to the arrival of the European settlers in Australia 8 years later, in 1778.